This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Two federal funds established after the attacks of September 11, 2001 have paid around $12 billion. Money went to first responders, the families of those who've died, or people who've gotten sick as a result of the terrorist carnage. Medical claims have been increasing in recent years. Many are from people with cancer. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on the ongoing health costs connected to that day 20 years ago this weekend.
Michael O'Connell responded to the World Trade Center as a firefighter on 9/11 and spent the next few weeks working at Ground Zero. 5 years later, he got sick.
I know the exact date. It was December 31st, 2006.
New Year's Eve. He went to bed that night feeling healthy, but when he woke up the next morning,
I literally had swollen limbs, swollen ankles, all my joints were inflamed. My body kind of blew up to like twice the size it was.
A pulmonologist figured out that he had a rare autoimmune disease called sarcoidosis that was attacking his skin and joints and told him he'd gotten it from breathing in toxins.
The material that the responders and survivors were exposed to when the towers collapsed was quite toxic.
Dr. Michael Crane treats a lot of 9/11 first responders through the World Trade Center Health Program Clinic at Mount Sinai.
I mean, it's a huge, huge burning building. It's collapsing. Everything inside is burning. And it collapses down into a pile and then an enormous dust cloud.
A lot of firefighters, police officers, and others at Ground Zero started getting sick almost immediately. First with what they called the World Trade Center cough, then PTSD and depression, and eventually, years later, cancers.
This exposure has a really, really long tail.
Anyone who develops any kind of illness linked to 9/11 can get free healthcare through the World Trade Center Health Program. But Michael Barish, a lawyer for 9/11 survivors, says there are likely a lot of people dealing with 9/11-related health problems who don't know they're eligible. People who lived, worked, or went to school near the Trade Center.
While over 80% of the responders, like the firefighters, cops, sanitation workers, they have enrolled in this free health program, less than 10% of the non-responders have enrolled.
Both the World Trade Center Health Program and the Victim Compensation Fund have been reauthorized through 2090, but advocates say more funds are needed. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.